May the Lord bless you, sweetheart dwellers, with the company of Jesus and the protection of the angels. Amen. Today during worship, I was listening to Freddie Haler, Golden Altar Worship Number 1, and it was beautiful. Very, very transporting. And Ezekiel being bedridden, he listens to it a great deal, and he ends up in heaven all the time. Last night, he spent the whole night in heaven. He's been listening to that all day long and really was transported. It's really amazing. And he has a song, and I was quoting from the song in my first line here, "Father, I bring my offering." And I said to the Lord, "As little as it is, my widow's mite, thank you for forgiving me. I need more self-control." My husband had a birthday, and I really enjoyed that mud pie. I renounce that spirit of rebellion in Jesus' name, and I will not continue in this. I hate it. Lord, please help me. Yeah, I get in this mood where I just toss my head up in the air and say, I'm going to do it, and I shouldn't do it at all. Have another piece of pie, right? And I recognize that as rebellion, and I'm beginning to see it through certain things in my children, my adult children, and I realize it came from me. Well, the Lord began. He said, "My daughter, many are your flaws and faults, but don't you see how they are decreasing? Steadily, I might add. So I ask you, do not become discouraged or despondent, lest you lose the sparks you still have." And I wake up every morning with the most negative feelings and negative narrations, and I know that they've planted them there for when I gain consciousness in the morning. It's every single morning, and they're horribly depressing. They make you want to quit, you know? But I'm not quitting. Okay, know that you are common to humanity at large, but I have resolved to help you overcome yourself. Trust me. I so badly need you to look on the good inside of yourself and us together with you as a team. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, our team. Speak more about our progress and less about your failures. We are moving forward. Yes, you slide back a bit, but you're quick to bounce back and keep going. And so we are on the road to success, just like the bold card you got on Sunday. You will succeed. So tighten up, gather your strength in prayer and sacrifice, and count on us to keep you moving forward. And I answered, "Yes, Lord." Today you discovered something I have been trying to get you to recognize since your first conversion. Satan has used your mouth to curse many things. He has used your fears to curse things and people. You did not realize what you were doing. But every negative word and attitude became an opportunity for the demons to use your mouth for their own agenda. Are you ready to put a stop to this? With your grace, yes, Lord. My grace is with you, daughter. I have restored your mind, and I will continue to restore what is most necessary to you for your ministry. But you must cooperate with me to see that happen. All negative words, accusations, excuses, etc., are forbidden you from now on. I will heal certain necessities so that you can flourish. Healing gifts will become active and other things. The witches have done you a great service, for they are continually challenging you to rise above their tactics of self-pity, laziness, negativity, etc., fear, intimidation, wow, all kinds of negative things. You remember how you had to get out of your home environment when you were a teen because someone there was constantly complaining. Oh boy, do I. These spirits of ingratitude and sloth, even though seemingly so little and insignificant, are the weapons that have been used to cripple you. You cannot have any part in these anymore. Rather declare my mercy, my grace, how I have lifted you up, gifted you up, and provided for all your needs, mental, physical, emotional, and above all, a pure golden heart attitude of gratitude, with psalms, songs, and words of profound thanksgiving for what I have done through your life and what I will continue to do before and after your trip to heaven. Oh, Claire, lift it up. Lift it up. All that I have done for you, my daughter. All that I promised to do for you, my daughter. Worship me in the spirit of profound gratitude. My people, I want you to know that one of my exorcists asked the demons why he attacked people. The answer opened my eyes. So he said, so I can speak from their mouths. We don't have that ability. So in order to create, we must get control of the tongue and use it to our purposes. This information, by the way, came from the Armor of God YouTube channel, Catholic Exorcist. Another good channel is Living Faith Daily. The Catholic Church, the institution, is coming up with some really good programs that are outside the norm, but are desperately needed in this time. Heart dwellers, we need to eliminate sayings like, I can't do it. I don't know how. I don't understand. I'm sick and I'm tired. You just talked yourself into that with your own words. You don't even need demons for that. You did it yourself. So I'm making it a resolution to stop speaking negative words or phrases from my mouth and speak only words of praise, scripture, and positive confirmations of things, and put an end to the enemy using my own tongue. And I pray that you do too. God bless you, dear ones.